Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we're featuring songs recorded and released between September and November of 1968. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, the Fantastic Four, the Four Tops, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, the Temptations, and Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together. Well, first up, a great song by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Keep On Lovin' Me Honey. With Tammy Terrell seriously ill in the hospital with a brain tumor at this time, Motown took two fabulous songs written by the writing team of Ashford and Simpson from the album You're All I Need for her and Marvin's next single. The vocals for Keep On Lovin' Me Honey were recorded just 2 days before Terrell's collapse the previous year. Well, this song wasn't a huge hit, but there was no denying Ashford and Simpson's effortless creativity. Well, because Tammy couldn't tour, new Marvelette, Ann Bogan, took Tammy's place on a few live dates with Marvin. Well, Ann went on stage and tried to out-sing Marvin. Well, she was a church girl, and she just got a little too happy. She went jumping and hopping across that stage like Patti LaBelle, and then she got to shouting. She just left him standing there looking around. Well, of course, Marvin longed for Tammy's return, which never happened. She died in 1970. Well, here is Marvin and Tammy together, right here on Motown Memories.
Keep on loving me, honey. Keep on loving me true.
Baby, I'm gonna love you no matter what you do.
For so long I depended on nothing but you.
So don't you take your love.
Should ever choose another, it will shatter all of my dreams. But my love will still pour for you, darling, pour like water from a flowing stream. Oh, oh, if you should ever leave me, it will surely, surely, surely grieve me. And I wouldn't wanna live without the love you give. Cause I need you badly. Say that love comes and goes, just like the morning sun. But I love you so much more, my darling, than anybody could ever love anyone. Baby, baby, come closer, just a little bit closer, and let me whisper in your ear.
Darling, I love you today more than I did yesterday, but not half as much as I love you tomorrow.
You've got everything, everything, everything I've been searching for, and I'm so faithful, so very faithful, I won't have to look no more, cause I found no joy in you, my darling, I have ever found in any other girl. And I wouldn't trade it, oh no, for nothing in this world, baby.
Baby, I love you
badly. I love you, love you, love you, love you
madly.
And I need you, need you, need you, need you so badly.
This is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
In this world of ups and downs, my dreams all fall through. Things just don't work out no matter what I do. Disappointment haunts me through each lonely day. The world around I see in only shades of gray. But when the love light shines upon my face, I'm in a different world.
Thank you.
Remember with the Four Tops, I'm in a Different World, and they reached number 51 from September of 1968. Before that, the Fantastic Four with a number 56 tune called I Love You Madly, and we started with Marvin and Tammy's song Keep on Loving Me Honey, number 24. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we'll continue to feature songs from 1968, this time from September through November. Well, coming up, a number one song from Diana Ross and the Supremes, Love Child. Well, a few months earlier in 1968, the great writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland left the Motown label, and they were instrumental in the Motown's great sound, including Diana Ross and the Supremes' success. Well, Berry Gordy was anxious enough about the future of the Diana Ross and the Supremes act to undertake drastic actions. He summoned some of the great writing team that was left at Motown, songwriters such as Deke Richards, Frank Wilson, R. Dean Taylor, and a new face, Pam Sawyer, and he informed them that they'd be collaborating all together on the next hit from Diana Ross and the Supremes. Well, he checked everyone into a hotel in Detroit on Friday, September 13th, and he told them not to leave until they had written the Supremes' next Million Solar. While Pam Sawyer, by all accounts, introduced the key idea, the previously taboo subject of a child born out of wedlock. And it was a dramatic departure from Diana and her Supremes, but it reached number one nonetheless. Here it is, right here on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I Deserve me. I'm not alone anymore.
the number one classic from Marvin Gaye, I Heard Through the Grapevine. Before that, Stevie Wonder with For Once in My Life, a number two tune from the featured year of 1968. And we started with another number one, this time from Diana Ross and the Supremes' Love Child, number one from 1968. You've found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs recorded and released from September through November of 1968. Well, coming up, Cloud Nine by The Temptations. Well, original Temptation Otis Redding recalled at the time that he was taken aback with Sly and the Family Stone in their funk smash Dance to the Music, and he thought to mention the song to producer Norman Whitfield. Well, Norman's reply was, "Man, I don't want to be bothered with that S," which I won't say. "That ain't nothing here but a passing fancy." But a short while later, as drummer Earl Jones recalled, Norman thought about it and came back into the studio and said, "I want to do something different. I want to do something fresh." Well, this song was born. Here is Cloud Nine, right here on Motown Memories.
Wasn't very pretty. See, I was born and raised in the slums of the city. It was a one-room shack that slept in other children beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time. Needed something to eat my trouble, man. Listen, my father didn't know the meaning of work. Disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud nine. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Folks down there tell me, say, give yourself a chance, son, don't let life pass you by. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But the world of reality of a rat race, where only the strongest survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no
listen,
lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine. You can be what you want to be.
Thank you. wants a man to do. Oh baby,
oh, baby.
I'll sacrifice for you. I'll even do wrong for you. Oh baby. Every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look out, it's coming in your direction. And I'm gonna make you love me. Oh, yes I will. Yes I will. I'm gonna make you love me. Oh, yes I will. Yes I will.
Look at him. My love is strong, you see. I know you'll never get tired of me. Oh, baby.
Show
on. I'm gonna use every trick in the book. I'll try my best to get you hooked. Hey, baby.
Take me, I'm yours.
And every night, every day, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, boy, cause I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna make you love me. Ooh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. Every breath I take and each and every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And I, every night and every day, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, cause I'm gonna get you.
Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together with I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, a number two song from the featured year of 1968. Well, it was commercial gold to put Motown's top two acts together, both on record and on primetime television. Well, the Supremes had roots in the late 50s as the Temptations' sister group, when some of the guys were the Primes and the original girls were the Primettes. Well, it's interesting to note that the backing vocals were recorded before David Ruffin had left the Temptations, but the lead vocals were cut with Dennis Edwards, his replacement. These two lineups had appeared together on The Ed Sullivan Show, a great number one show in the United States on Sunday nights, in November of 1967. Well, Motown historians will note that the Supremes with Flo and the Temptations with David had performed together on the Mike Douglas Show, another United States show based in Pennsylvania, in July of 1966. And this led to an NBC special co-produced by Motown called Taking Care of Business, or TCB, which aired in December of 1968. Well, we started with The Temptations with Cloud 9, number 6 from 1968. Well, this brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions or suggestions for future Motown shows, love to hear from you. My Motown email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.